The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon. So once again, we are gathered here to receive the ashes for those who are working or for those who meet other people, especially when they meet non-Catholics. What do you say about these things? For us, it's not something new. To put ashes on our heads is based from the Old Testament attitude or mentality or tradition, a sign of repentance. But of course, in our case, we just don't put ashes. We make sure that we make the sign of the cross. And the priest would say, "Repent and believe in the gospel." The question now is whether or not we do this out of pretension, out of hypocrisy, or really, really in our hearts, we reflect what we truly believe. That is, we are sinners, that we want to repent, and that we are saved by Jesus Christ. And that by sinning, we acknowledge that we have been selfish, and not truly Christ-centered. If that is in your hearts, because I do not know what is in your hearts, then we are not hypocrites like the Pharisees of the gospel today. Christ didn't like the Pharisees. He showed it, he said it. He doesn't like them. Why? Because they are hypocrites, meaning what? Actors. Actors, actresses, pretending. They want people to acknowledge them. Rather than depend on God's mercy, they thought by doing good works that they can demand God and say, "Hey, I should be saved because I have done this or that to my neighbor or whatever I have done." For us, not to be hypocrites, we know, yes, we do good works, but we acknowledge what? That we still depend entirely on the mercy of God. So nobody here can say, "Oh, Father, I've given so much money to the church, or I've done so many ministries, I have done so many good things, therefore I expect God to allow me to go to heaven." No, That is why we have these ashes with the sign of the cross, so that we acknowledge it is only because of God's love, His mercy, His kindness, that we are able to go to heaven. Whatever good things we have done, it is simply what? To glorify God. Pure and simple, glorify God. If you expect other people to notice what you have done and for people to appreciate what you have done, then you are not glorifying God. No? You are not glorifying God. And if people do show their appreciation for your good works, it means you have been rewarded here on earth. And therefore what? You should not expect any more reward in heaven. That's the problem. Many people, because of ego, because of selfishness, still do things to be appreciated. How many times I've heard people do say that? They don't, oh, my mom doesn't appreciate me, my dad doesn't appreciate me, my husband doesn't appreciate me, my wife doesn't appreciate me. Why? Why do you do that? In the first place, it's not about being appreciated, it's about what? Loving. You got married not because you need them, because you love them. You would like to be for them, with them. See, that's the thing about selfishness and true love. Here we are celebrating Valentine's Day, but most of us do not realize that the standard of love is that guy. That's the standard of love, true love, because he died for us, not expecting anything from us. And what did he receive when he died for us? Spit. He received knuckles. He received crown of thorns. He was cursed. And yet, he was able to forgive and say to the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. See, the thing about not being hypocrites is to really acknowledge that we are still what? We are supposed to follow and imitate Christ, but in reality, we are still so selfish, self-centered, and we truly still do not glorify God. And that is the problem. So when you approach today and receive these ashes, what should be your attitude? I am selfish. I am a sinner. I am worldly. I do not love God with all my heart, with all my strength. In the first reading, what did it say? Render your hearts, not your garments. Heart! Meaning you acknowledge that your heart does not belong to God, because you hold on to your own control, your own selfish pride. We're supposed to make God the center of our hearts, the center of our lives, but we don't do it because of allowing the world and not God. So my dear friends, once again, right after this, I will bless the ashes and then put the ashes on your foreheads. But ask yourself, am I doing this out of pretension? Because it's tradition that I have this ash on my head, on my forehead? Or do I really reflect, realize what it is all about? To be a hypocrite is your choice. To be real is your choice. I am not here to judge you. Judge yourselves.